I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Bouncing back. Under the best of circumstances, that's what we humans do when we stumble in life. If we're fortunate, we get up, dust ourselves off, and well, move on. And hasn't nature taught us this lesson many times over? As when forests, destroyed by fire, manage miraculously to rejuvenate. The poet W.H. Auden put it well. Healing is not a science, but the intuitive art of wooing nature. And that's also what we hear from this week's essayist, Scott Turner.
In our built-up landscape, you don't often run into native plants. But that wasn't the case for some college students who drove a rental truck by accident into an American elm at the corner of Brown and Benevolent Streets in Providence. Taking the turn too tightly, the driver gouged open a small section of the tree, driving a corkscrewed strip of gleaming 6-inch-wide metal into its trunk. The resilient tree stood its ground, looking much like it did before the crash, but the truck's square box twisted into a diamond shape, with its top crumpled backward like a wad of discarded paper. There is something tough about native plants, which is partly why our family uses them to landscape our property. Once upon a time, much of what is now our Providence neighborhood supported a forest of beech, birch, maple, oak, and pine. I believe that when we plant a native species, we relink that ancient chain. These trees are adapted to local soil, slope, and sun. Some start slow, but they almost always do well. Our nod to native also honors what we consider our extended family tree, the species that grew for millennia on land that we now occupy. Those trees are our ancestors, and replanting the latest generation is a tribute to their memory. For our home, we've either purchased or replanted about a dozen native species. They include black walnut, gray birch, sweet birch, pin oak, red oak, white oak, and shadbush. Sometimes birds or squirrels do the planting. The red oak, for example, showed up on the property border almost 10 years ago. Like most oaks, the seedling grew slowly, maybe a foot in height a year. Last spring, the oak seemed to explode upward and outward, spreading its branches like multiple sets of open arms. At this time of year, as trees branch out and many of us lessen our workloads, I believe that it is a good time to take stock, a spot in the season for some deep breaths, to help us rejuvenate and blossom ourselves. How are we equipped to bear fruit? Spend time with loved ones, show kindness, give to charity, share. I believe that we humans are as tough as street corner elms. We absorb some blows during the year, but we have what it takes to rebound and continue to mature.
In addition to his duties as the Director of Web Communications at Brown University, Scott Turner writes a weekly nature commentary for the Providence Journal. Turner is a former land manager, park ranger, and science writer. He lives in Providence with his wife and two children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.